Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ed Alexander. Bill and Ed welcoming you to the Buckmaster Show. It is the 11th of August, a Tuesday. Hope your day's going well. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. And we're live streaming our show at the station's fine website, kvoi.com. And on my website, buckmastershow.com, buckmastershow.com, the place for all of our podcasts and our complete show archive, all available for you on your schedule 24/7. And you can check it out at buckmastershow.com. We have a full hour, as usual, planned for you. We're going to begin with a newsmaker interview with former Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett, now a candidate for Congress in District 1, and then certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. He's doing a little R&R up in Oregon, but Shelley really never leaves the work behind, so he'll be calling in from Oregon with his Tuesday Moneymaker report. China devalued its currency, surprise move, and of course, the market reacted down about 200 points at last check. 12:30, we'll talk with the superintendent of the Foothills School District about why that district is asking for a multi-million dollar override election this fall. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Our live line number, 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now the former Arizona Secretary of State, Ken Bennett. Mr. Bennett served four terms in the Arizona legislature, including a term as state Senate president, and last year he had an unsuccessful campaign for governor, but Ken Bennett is with us on the live line. Ken, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How you doing?
Doing very well. I've been following on Facebook. It looks like you've been all over this very sprawling District 1, which stretches from northern Pima County through eastern Arizona to Flagstaff and the Grand Canyon. It's an area you know pretty darn well. You grew up in Prescott, even though Prescott is not in the district. Do you plan on moving into the district? That is not a requirement, of course, to represent a congressional district.
Yes, we will move back into the district. I lived in District 1 for 49 years. I left only because when I was appointed secretary and then later ran for re-election as Secretary of State, there's actually a thing in the state constitution that says the statewide elected officials have to reside at the seat of government, which the courts have deemed to be Maricopa County. So much to my chagrin, I had to leave Prescott, and we've been living in the Phoenix area the last 6.5 years, but I won't. Gene and I have wanted to move back into CD1 for some time now, and that's what we'll be doing. Not sure where we'll go. Kind of the closest area might be the city of Maricopa, just over the Pinal County line there. But half of the population of the district is between the city of Maricopa, Casa Grande, Marana, and Oro Valley.
Wow.
And you had Saddlebrook in there, and, you know, so half of the district's people think of it as a northern and eastern only rural district, which is an important part of the district, but half the population is in Pinal and Pima County.
Well, that part of the population is listening to this radio station loud and clear because we boom into all the way up to Maricopa. Actually, you can pick up our signal pretty darn well, almost all the way up to Sky Harbor from Tucson. So you've been all over. I saw you were over in Safford, I think it was, last weekend. What are people talking about?
Well, they're mad that government is broken, that we can't seem to do anything right, whether it's taking care of our veterans or growing our economy, our education system, taking care of our natural resources. There's just one thing after another. It's, you know, foreign policy and even things like that. But just, you know, one thing after another, it seems like promises that were made years ago by both parties just continue to be broken. And, you know, I can remember then Senator from Illinois, Barack Obama, just, you know, ripping President Bush a good one that the national debt had ballooned under Bush's watch from $5 to $8 or $9 trillion, and how, you know, terrible that was. And then now under his watch, it's gone from 10 to almost 19. So, you know, people are frustrated with the economy. They can't find jobs, or if they have a job, it's they have to almost have two to make up for one that they lost during the recession. So just a lot of frustration, and I think people want somebody, and that's why I'm running. I want to bring my experience in the private sector. You mentioned, you know, the state legislature and Secretary of State, but I am really a businessman, a small businessman. I was born in Tucson. My dad got a degree from the U of A in agriculture, and we were going to be cotton farmers with Farmers Investment Company. They're now into pecans and that, but life always gives you a change, and we ended up in the Prescott area, and we had an oil company. We sold gasoline and diesel fuel, and I ran that company for almost 25 years, and I've been working in the healthcare industry with a cancer hospital up in the Phoenix area. So I've really worked in the private sector for 30 years, and it was that experience that I took to the legislature and got the state's budget balanced, and that's what we need to do back in Washington.
Well, we've got rancher Gary Keeney. He has already announced as well. So we have you and Mr. Keeney on the Republican side. And Gary may try to knock you as saying you're a bureaucrat, but as you just pointed out, you do have a lot of private world experience.
Absolutely. And I think that combination is important because not every aspect of government can or ought to be run like a business. But, I mean, there are fundamental business principles that I used to help get the state back on balance. The last time the state budget was balanced was in 2007 when I was president of the Senate, and we worked closely, and we had to work across the aisle. Janet Napolitano was the governor, and even though Republicans controlled the legislature and I was one of the top two leaders there, we had to find a way to, you know, balance the budget. We cut taxes. We left $1 billion in the rainy day fund, but during that 4 years, we also put more new money into K-12 education than any other four-year period in the history of the state. We put more new money into higher education, the universities and comm colleges, than any other four-year period in the history of the state. We did a lot of things that helped solve Arizona's problems, and we worked together and got things done.
The Navajo power generating plant was a big issue in the last time around in CD1. Is that still an issue?
It absolutely is. I think the overreach and overregulation by EPA is going to continue to create burdens for Arizona and many other parts of the country, you know, the whole country. But, you know, coming in and just saying that we're going to eliminate coal, and which I think will be the ultimate result of what they're really, of what their policies are actually trying to do, would be a terrible situation for Arizona. And most of the power from Navajo goes to pump the CAP water for the Phoenix and Tucson metropolitan areas. So if you want to see your water rates go up four or five times, then just let the EPA shut down power plants like Navajo Generating Station, because that's where most of the power goes.
Of course, Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick announced in last spring she would be seeking the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate next year. And so we do have a Democrat that's jumped in, Tom O'Halloran. Do you know Mr. O'Halloran from your days in the legislature?
Well, Mr. O'Halloran at that time was a Republican.
Yeah, I thought so.
He was my seatmate from Legislative District 1. So I was the state senator from District 1, which was mostly Yavapai and a little portion of Coconino County. And he was one of the two House members from the same district and, at that time, from the same party. And I guess now, because the numbers favor Democrats a little bit in the district, for some reason he's decided that it's now better to run as a Democrat. But I think people will see through that kind of opportunism and say, who are you really, and what do you stand for? It's not, you know, Legislative District 1 was a very solid Republican district, and he ran as a Republican. Now he's apparently trying to run as a Democrat. But whether people, that's the kind of politics that I think people are kind of tired of.
I hope you're ready to put a lot of mileage on your car, your truck.
I am. You mentioned the size of the district. It's bigger than the state of Pennsylvania, or I'm told, the country of Switzerland. So we will put probably 100,000 miles on a vehicle over the next year or so. The primary will be next August of 16, and then the general election will occur at the same time as the presidential election in November of next year.
Did you say it's August 16th?
August of 2016.
Oh, 2016. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. August of 2016 is the primary.
Yeah, I thought so. The date will be traditionally it's been the end of August.
It'll be August 20-something.
Okay.
Whatever that election day in August is. But it's August of 2016 will be the primary election day. Of course, Arizona has a presidential preference election back in February or March. So we won't be doing the primary for president during August, but then the general election will be in November of 2016.
Well, the political season certainly is upon us. So where can we find out? I'm sure you've got a website up and running, right?
Well, we're about to go live with the website. I had a website that was focused obviously on the governor's race last year, but it's BennettArizona.com.
Okay.
My full name, BennettT, and then Arizona spelled out, .com. Right now, there's just a page that thanks supporters for their support in the race last year, but in the next 48 hours it'll be up and going for the congressional race.
Quick question about just a reflection on the unsuccessful run for governor. If you could do it over again, what would you do? I'm sure you did. You analyzed it probably 10 ways every which way to Sunday, as they say.
Yeah. Well, I learned, Bill, the golden rule of governor's race, and that is that those with the gold get to rule. I ran under that clean elections program that Arizona has for statewide races and legislature, and I had about $700,000 or so for the primary, but the winner spent about $7 million in the primary, and he wasn't even the top spender. The lady, Christine Jones, I think spent somewhere in the $8 or $9 million range, and I think she came in third. So my summation of that governor's primary, where we had six or seven in the Republican primary, was that, as I said, the golden rule. Those with the gold usually get to rule.
Okay. We're going to have to let you go. Ken Bennett, thank you very much for taking some time out of your schedule, very busy schedule, to talk with us. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Ken Bennett with us, former Secretary of State in Arizona, now a candidate for Congress in Arizona, the 1st Congressional District. And we've got our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley Fishman is up next. And if Shelley were next door, he'd be showing me through the glass right now a big thumbs down, which is Ed doing, double thumbs down. Back right after this.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we welcome now certified financial planner Shelly Fishman, who is doing a little R&R up in Oregon. But Shelly is always on the clock and available for us here on the Buckmaster Show and for all of his clients as well. Shelly, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you doing this day?
Well, up 200 yesterday, and of course today is Tuesday, so we're down 200. And how did we know that China would wind up devaluing the yuan, their currency?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. The Chinese currency for the past 5 or 6 years has been more or less pegged to the U.S. currency, even though that's not formally the case. That's kind of the way they've kept it. And so against, say, the euro or the yen, the U.S. currency has increased something like 23% over the past couple of years, and thus the Chinese currency has also increased against the euro that much. So that when you're a Chinese business person trying to export to elsewhere, especially to the European market, that increase in the value of the Chinese currency makes your goods more expensive. And so, and we've talked about the objective the Chinese have of moving to a more manufacturing-based economy where that manufacturing is going to feed the needs of the Chinese middle class. That becomes harder and harder to do as the economy slows down, and part of that slowdown is the result of the increase in the relative value of the Chinese currency against the yen and the euro. So the Chinese needed to do something. They have experienced the stock market crash over the past couple of weeks, a month or so. And so they've devalued essentially the currency of 2%, a little less than that, overnight. And that has caused a little bit of consternation in the U.S. market. But keep in mind that what we also have going on is yesterday's gain was just, you know, too much too soon. And so some of this has just bounced back. And as I watch this thing kind of bounce around this afternoon, it looks like we're coming back off the lows that we had an hour and a half ago.
Hey, Shelly, will this then strengthen our U.S. greenback, the dollar, even more?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And that really, that is a question that is going to be answered over the next couple of weeks, depending upon what the central banks in Europe, the U.S., Japan, and China continue to do as they maneuver the balance between these currencies. It could certainly have the effect of strengthening the dollar as money flees, if you will, to the U.S. because, number one, of safety, and number two, of steadiness. You know, we have not been revaluing. And as a result, you know, you could see more and more money coming to the U.S. That would not be a good thing for Europe, as we've talked about in the past as well, because the Europeans really do need to have money being invested in Europe right now in order to contribute to their recovery. My guess is that if anybody thought, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, if anybody thought that the Fed was going to raise rates this September, this is going to help put that to rest.
Hey, Shelley, one other question about related to China and commodities. It looks like oil had started to recover yesterday, but now it's really back in the skids. And so I think that's tied, isn't it, Shelley, to the China situation as well?
Absolutely. The minute the Chinese currency becomes less valuable against other world currencies, that essentially has the effect of depressing the value of the things that China buys. And so one of the things they buy is, you know, commodities is oil. And so, yeah, that puts some downward pressure on oil. And you know, as we know, that's a two-edged sword, Bill. When the prices of energy go down, that helps all of the manufacturing that depends upon energy to, you know, as a raw material in that manufacturing process. But the other problem, of course, is that we have a very large energy-based industry, and it's hurting that industry a lot.
And while the news from China has dominated the market, in Greece, the green light has been given now to the bailout package. So I guess that's good news.
Well, that's exactly right. And that was the good news that I had my fingers crossed would be kind of offsetting the bad news from China. The Greek deal looks like it was finalized apparently after 23 hours of negotiations, and now it has to go to the Greek Parliament and I guess to the European Parliament as well. But it looks like that's going to happen. Let me give you a fun fact. It is related, but not 100% related. I saw some numbers earlier today. If you take a look at what has happened as a result of the Greek financial crisis and the amount of money that has gone into German sovereign debt, because the German Fed, the German Central Bank, and German sovereign notes are considered to be very, very safe, has driven the interest rate down on German debt so low that even if Greece were to completely default on their debt, the German economy will have made money on this Greece crisis over the next 20 years.
So,
you know, that is a true fun fact, and people with conspiracy theories can go crazy about whether or not the Germans actually calculated this. You know, not likely, but the cost of debt to Germany has gone down so much that in the end they win.
They wanted to certainly cover themselves, whether it was done consciously or otherwise. We'll never know.
Right. So this up and down seesaw, I think is going to continue through, you know, much of August, and then we're going to see a steadying out, and I think an increase toward the end of the year.
And did you get some cool weather up in Oregon?
Well, it's in the 80s during the day. We took a 4-mile walk this morning. The temperature was in the 60s with a nice breeze, and you know, that beats Tucson in the summer.
Hey, Shell, for investors who have been and probably their exposure to the international markets generally, how have international funds done with all this turmoil that's been going on in Greece and with China? Have the international funds held up pretty well or not so well this year?
Well, it's interesting. It depends on the time frames you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen movement in the emerging markets that has been sporadic and up and down and up and down. But we've seen the European markets do very, very well this year. And some of the Asian markets have done very well as well. But just in the past couple of weeks, with the Chinese market taking the plunge, you know, the problem is contagion. When one market in a region does very, very badly, the others, you know, tend to follow. But if you take a look at the German market, certainly the British market, you take a look at the French market and some of the other Northern European stock markets, they've done well during the year. Nice recovery, and to the extent that these markets are leading indicators, they point to nice recovery in the economies of those countries. We've even seen nice recovery in some of the countries that were problematic, Spain and Ireland.
Okay, Shelley, we're going to let you go, but even though you're having a nice couple of days off, got in a four-mile walk, you do have your cell phone with you, and you will be answering calls from clients.
Okay, well, let's not encourage that.
Okay.
But please, send me an email via the Buckmaster Show site. I do check email several times a day, and I will get back to you and make an appointment.
Yeah, Shelley's going, thanks, Bill. You just ruined my vacation. No, thank you, Shelley. Buckmastershow.com. Enjoy the rest of your time up in Oregon. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Shelley Fishman.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Not a very good singer, am I? But you know what? Cockroaches aren't a pleasant subject, and we had them. And I called my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control, and guess what? No more cockroaches. Adios, cucaracha. Hasta mañana. No más.
We're Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Great day to go sailing away to something really different over in Silver City in Grant County, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Historic Silver City, known for its vibrant arts community downtown, offering a host of variety of galleries, gift shops, historic buildings, fine dining, and quaint homes. Plenty of great accommodation in Silver City, including Pinos Altos Cabins and Silver City KOA. Find out about the many things to do and places to stay by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. It's 12:35 now on the Buckmaster Show. The Catalina Foothills District is asking voters to help with continuing and upgrading classroom technology and renovating grounds and facilities. The governing board approved a capital funding override and a bond election totaling about $36 million. Joining us on the live line is Dr. Mary Camerzell, the superintendent of the Foothills District. Dr. Camerzell, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Thank you. It's great that you have an interest and give us some time today.
Well, I want to let our viewers, our listeners, especially in the Catalina Foothills District, know that this will be on the ballot. And why was this necessary?
You know, both of these, as you mentioned, are basically renewals of some of the support that our district voters have already given us. Bond elections come around about every 6 or 7 years. The last one we had was 2008, and we're finishing up those 160 projects, actually, and we'll have spent those funds by the end of this year. And basically, Arizona's gotten out of the business of funding schools on the capital side. Our capital revenue from the state is less than 10% of what it was about a decade ago. So there's no way to replace roofs, repair playgrounds, repave parking lots, whatever it might be, without some help from the local taxpayer. And then you mentioned the other one, which has a 7-year life. We're in the 7th year of a technology or capital override that our voters approved, 7 years ago. And in order to really support the kind of teaching and learning that goes on in our schools every day, we really need these technological devices to help. And again, the price tag is such that we just can't afford it without the entire tax base agreeing to support it.
So for capital improvements, districts now are pretty much on their own, aren't they, now in the state of Arizona?
Yes, there's no question. If a local school district cannot pass a bond, then I can pretty much predict without knowing who they are that their facilities are crumbling all around these students who are coming every day.
So what are some of your maintenance projects? I assume you've got you mentioned a roof. I'm sure there are plumbing fixtures that need to be tended to and painting issues. That's always got to be a big one, right?
Yes. Actually, a majority of the $22 million for bonds has to do with building renovations. So, yes, replacing roofs, recarpeting, painting, remodeling restrooms, door and window replacements, replacing air conditioning units, resealing masonry walls, and the list goes on. And then there are grounds improvements. We have playgrounds, athletic fields, and in the foothills, actually, our school playgrounds and athletic fields are basically the parks and rec area or facilities for this part of the community. So we're supporting, rightfully so, because the community is paying for them, a lot of community-based activities going on those sites, in addition to those that are school-sponsored and really support our co-curricular, extracurricular programs in the district.
How many schools do you have in your portfolio there?
We have 8.
Okay. So those needs have to be tended to. And how many students?
We have about 5,100 across pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. And all of these projects span all of our campuses. There's no campus that won't have projects in all of these areas.
How is Catalina Foothills School District doing financially?
Well, we're balancing a budget every year. You know, in the state of Arizona, we're an equalization state, so each school district has the same per pupil amount, basically defined by the state, weighted by special needs, for example, depending on the population of the district. And in our case, if we didn't have not only voter support for some of these initiatives that are actually very large ticket items, we wouldn't be providing the kinds of programs, athletics, for example, clubs, scientists in residence, artists in residence, enrichment programs without private funding. In other words, booster clubs and our version of a parent-teacher association, a PTA, raising dollars. So we have so many parents who volunteer and add value in many ways. So I guess a shorter answer to your question is we're holding our own. But, you know, if I were queen, I would want to add about $10,000 across the board for teacher salaries, and that's just not allowed.
What did you think of that news today? The early report is in that two-thirds of the school, two-thirds of students falling short on the new test, AZ merit test, that all of the students are going to be required to take.
Well, there's no question whenever there's a new assessment, there's going to be a dip in performance. Unfortunately, those fairly general stories that are coming out now give us no information about how individual schools or districts have done. So, of course, we're all waiting to find out how we did, how our students performed. But more importantly, I'll be interested in the type of information we will get from the state about what that performance means. Otherwise, if we don't have information coming from the state that's fairly detailed that we can use to improve instruction, for example, then all this is a trailing indicator of how our kids did last year.
But does that, it seems rather surprising, doesn't it, that two-thirds falling short?
Actually, this test is very different. It's a performance-based assessment, and I would say it's, you know, most students have not had the experience of that type of assessment. And if they took it online, all of our students did. Not every school district did that. Some did a combination of paper and online testing. Some did paper only. It'll take a while to just adjust actually to the format, say nothing of making sure that our students are prepared as far as the content that's being tested in the AZ Merit. So I think most statisticians would also, or anybody in the psychometric business as far as assessment, will tell you that we need at least 3 years to really figure out how our students are doing. There will be this kind of up and down performance expected. And it depends on also how the cut scores on the test are defined. Even though they're doing that now, I suspect that will change over time as well. So hopefully the communities of our schools, wherever that is, where the students are not proficient, will understand more thoroughly that this may not be an indicator of how they do going forward.
Getting back to the upcoming override totaling about $36 million, what does that mean to the average taxpayer within the Catalina Foothills District?
We don't expect the tax rate to increase at all. We have bonds in place now, and we're, you know, paying those down. These will kind of slip in and replace, you know, those. And we can also restructure our debt probably to improve the rate. And then on the technology override, that brings $2 million a year, and that's what the request is. And also for that, we do not expect that the tax rate will go up. So basically static.
Is school in session now in your district?
It is. We started last Thursday, so we're into day four.
And are you experiencing the teacher shortage that we've heard about? I think generally about 1,000 teachers short in the state of Arizona. How about in your district in Catalina?
I will tell you, it's a challenge, and it's increasingly a challenge. We have 3 open positions right now that are being filled by retired CFSD teacher and long-term substitute teachers who have the background as far as the academics, but do not necessarily hold full certification. So 2 science positions and 1 math position. And it's unusual for us not to be fully staffed by the time we start school. So this teacher shortage, I think, is real in many places.
All right, Dr. Mary Kammerzell, the superintendent, Catalina Foothills District, thank you for giving us kind of an update on what's going on in your district. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Bill. Nice talking with you.
Nice talking with you as well. Coming up now on 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, our every other Tuesday arts report presented by Fox Tucson Theater is next.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover 2 of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for our monthly interview with Dr. Victoria Mazes. She is the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Also a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And we have Anywhere in the World live streaming, podcasts, and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the big band sound of Glenn Miller Orchestra on August the 19th. The present Glenn Miller Orchestra was formed in 1956 and has been thrilling audiences with timeless original hits like Moonlight Serenade, Tuxedo Junction, and In the Mood. You can view the full Fox schedule of performances, events, and classic films, including Comedy for Charity on August 16th, Glenn Miller Orchestra on August 19th, Twist and Shout, the definitive Beatles experience on August 22nd, the National Circus and Acrobats of China on September 24th, Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall on September 26th, and Chasing Rainbows, the gala starring Emmy Lou Harris and Rodney Crowell on September 27th. Find it all at foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now from Visit Tucson our friend Dan Gibson. Dan, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Pretty darn good. Glenn Miller and the orchestra coming. Boy, that's going to bring back a lot of memories for a lot of people.
That's true. You know, take you way back to, you know, big band sound, like a lot of fun, probably some dancing. I don't, you know, you're going to have to clear the aisles because people are going to be dancing everywhere, I'm sure.
What do we have going on in the arts this week?
It's a good weekend. I mean, it's a good week for things. Obviously, all the stuff at the Fox. You get to see Close Encounters of the Third Kind on August 15th at 7:30. Classic Steven Spielberg film. Just wanted to throw that out there. A duo of things at Tap and Bottle in their neighborhood. Thursday night, you can see the Morton and Russell Bluegrass Experience. It's a free show. You can hear some old-timey Appalachian-style stuff from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. That's at 403 North 6th Avenue. And then also, I think this is interesting. It's the first time they're doing this. Tap and Bottle, their neighbor's XO Coffee, on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. They're doing something called the Analog Hour. So we're all into our phones, right? I spend probably far too much time staring at a screen between work and at home. They're doing a thing, 1 to 3, encouraging people to turn off their phones, take a tech timeout, and read a book. So there's going to be a library book bike there. People are just going to be relaxing on a Sunday afternoon, enjoying a cold brew coffee or a nice, delightful craft beer, and just chilling out with a book. So I might be there. Should be a good time.
And that's called Tap and Bottle?
Tap and Bottle is the place they're having it. It's a wine and beer place. It's a spectacular establishment if you're looking for, if you enjoy beverages of the alcoholic sort. So that you can learn more about that at thetapandbottle.com or check it out on Facebook. In the gallery world, Wild Mayer Gallery, 3001 East Skyline Drive, they have a new show called Summer Transitions, which talks about the difference, you know, as we enter the exit the summer and enter the fall, the sort of the colors and experiences of that time. They've got a variety of subjects and styles, art by Ava Young, Ryan Heil, Karen Fisher, and more. You can learn more about that at WildeMeyer.com. And Wildmeyer is one of the great Foothills galleries. They also have a location in Scottsdale. Thursday night at Solar Culture, 9 p.m., that's at 31 East Tool. They have a show by, it's really sort of enveloping, beautiful sound. Terrible at pronouncing the name, but I should remember it pretty well. It's actually Circuit de U. There will be performing. She's from Indiana. She has an opening act, Marissa Anderson from Portland. So if you want to like kind of chill out, you want to hear some music that's not terribly confrontational, but sort of wraps you up in the sound, that's a really good show. It's $8 in advance or $10 at the door. Well, probably one of the big shows this week is Wednesday night. Lindsay Sterling. Have you heard her music, Bill?
No, I haven't. Oh, well, actually, excuse me, I have, with the violin.
Yes, 675 million YouTube views mm-hmm. of her music. She's a huge star. She's performing at the TCC Music Hall. She's from Gilbert, Arizona, classically trained violinist, but involves sort of a dance, electronic dance music, actually some animations. She does things on the screen. It's a really big, interesting show. She sold out the Rialto last time she was here, so she's moved up to the TCC Music Hall. There are only tickets left in the upper balcony, and those are $3,620. You do not want to be the person left out, as everyone is talking about Lindsey Stirling on Thursday. That shows that doors are at 6:30, shows at 7:30, and you can find out more about that at rialtotheater.com. There's a lot happening right now. It's a good time to be in Tucson.
I heard her music for the first time. We were flying from Phoenix. Well, actually, we're flying over to Hawaii. Was listening to the audio programs available, and she was listed under the classical music, Lindsey Stirling, but it's not really classical. It's kind of a pop classical, and it was really intriguing music, and I was very tempted to actually order a CD of her music. I didn't realize that she is from the Phoenix area, Gilbert.
Yeah, from Gilbert. It's interesting sort of just from this fact that she's such a huge star, not on a major label. I think her album has sold over 500,000 copies. Hmm. Just from this sort of grassroots becoming a YouTube star, she has a lot of videos online where she's playing the violin. She's an exceptional player. It's just mixed with these modern sounds. So she's a really interesting performer. And if you want to feel a little hip, you want to dance a little bit, but you want the attachment to like real musicianship, you know, it'd be a perfect show for that. Lights, who are also really quite good, are opening for her. So that's going to be a big deal. Also, you could go to Hotel Congress as Chess Fest this weekend. You can play against a grandmaster, the women's champion, U.S. chess champion, women's chess champion, Arena Crush will be there. That's at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Hotel Congress on Saturday. So, I mean, from chess, you've got, you can read and turn off your computer. You can see the looks of summer to fall. I mean, it's a little bit of everything for Tucson tonight.
Do you play chess?
I am terrible at it. I like the idea of being good at chess. It's not just the opportunity to play her. They're actually going to have like human-sized chess boards. You can pick up games. They're going to have arts and crafts that are themed to chess. This is from the Nine Queens. People encourage, especially young ladies, to participate in chess. So it's quite a chess extravaganza. It's absolutely free. And they have chess lessons. Maybe I'll just head down there. Maybe I'll get a little bit better.
Well, maybe you'll teach the kids also to play chess.
I'm assuming most of my kids, I think Jonathan would beat me because he played chess in elementary school. Piper is just now learning. So it's a good exercise for the mind, though, sort of a little bit of a lost art, the game of chess. So, and you can get face painting. So.
Very, very nice pictures that you posted on Facebook of the kids and their first day at school, Dan. Dan Gibson's kids, really, really cute. They look great. Well,
I don't know where we took them from, but they're good kids, yeah.
Before we wrap this up, so we've got the gallery scene, we've got music, and as we crank up for the fall, it's going to be a very active fall season. It always is here in Tucson, Arizona, and folks can find out more about really all the listings. You're trying to really do kind of a complete archive, aren't you, of what's going on at visittucson.com.
Yeah, I've given her a plug before, but Debbie Melcher, who works here, does an excellent job of trying to capture everything. She's super passionate about Tucson, and so she updates our site with events and things that are going on. Really, events are one of the big things we're pushing all across the country this year to say just what an amazing, before the end of the year, just the amazing amount of things that are happening between Tucson Fashion Week and the newly founded Tucson Festival Films, and obviously All Souls Procession. Obviously football as well. There's just an amazing amount of stuff. And you can go to visittucson.org. There's a button right on top for things to do, and I'll give you a list of options from family fun to shopping to attractions, a little bit of everything for people.
And that new film festival, Dan Gibson, is going to be in October?
That's correct, yes. I should remember the dates right off the top of my head. But you can go to TucsonFestivalFilms.com. Follow us on Facebook. The announcement of the films is coming up, so you get to, if you're on social media with us, you'll be one of the first to know these exciting films that will be here for that. So it's a little of everything. It's a collection of the best of all the different film festivals in town, from the Loft Film Festival to Arizona International Film Festival to the horror one to Jewish International Film Festival. So it's sort of a greatest hits collection.
Very cool. And I'll be telling folks in a few moments about what's coming up Sunday, September 27th. That's kind of the big Rainbows Gala at the Fox Tucson. That's going to be a fun event.
Emil Harris is an angel who sings music. So, I mean, this is a really great show. Rodney Crowell's no slouch himself. If you're wistful about sort of classic country music, sort of beautiful songwriting, you cannot get any better than these two Grammy Award winnings. And Emil Harris is a perfect human being as far as I'm concerned.
And how is Rodney's last name is pronounced?
Crowell.
Crowell, okay.
Yeah, he's been around for a while, but he's not as obviously the same level of stardom as Emmylou Harris, but they had a record that they put out together, and sort of he's had a fair number of hits. He's a stellar songwriter for sure.
Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson. Thanks, Dan.
Anytime.
All right. The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, announcing the 5th annual Chasing Rainbows Gala on Sunday the 27th. Chasing Rainbows Gala is the Fox Tucson Theater Foundation's annual signature fundraising event. Proceeds support Tucson's crown jewel of downtown, the Fox Tucson Theater. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell will be featured on that big gala that is coming up on the 27th. You can find out more about that and all the activities by visiting foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double 8 to 9 with Christy Simone, and a different guest host every day than me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander, 12:04. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.